Stephanie and I adopted a precious little kitten named Fluff. And that's her given name. We kept it out of respect for her birth parents. And a couple of years into having Fluff, I realized that I had never meowed at her. So I saw her across the living room, and I just thought, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and meow at Fluff. So I looked her right in the eyes, and I says to her, I says, why do people talk like that? To say I says to her is improper. And then to add on top of that, I says, it's like, get out of here. Anyway, I says to her, I says, meow. Fluff was like, no way. How is this just now coming up? She'd never been around another cat. And so I think she thought she had made up her own language, which consists of one word, which of course is meow. And she uses it for everything. And here I was fluent the entire time. She was stunned, just as stunned as a little kitten could be. Her mouth agape, her little paw in the air, her little microphone. Then she meows at me, she meows. Here's the thing, let me explain something. I told this story once and Stephanie heard me and she said, after you say, I says to her, I says, you should say, she meows at me, she meows. And I said, oh, that's not funny. And she said, no, I think it is. And I said, you do your thing, I'll do mine. And she said, no, just please try it. And so I did a show one night and I tried it. It bombed. I did it the night after, it bombed again. And then after that second show, I was just like, all right, that's it. I'm doing this every night. So she meows at me, she meows. Meow. Then I says to her, I says, meow. We're going back and forth, having the time of our lives. And then Stephanie leans out of the kitchen and says, I wouldn't do that if I were you. What? You don't know what you're saying to her. It could be rude or inappropriate. No, I think Fluff and I are clear on the fact that you're out of your mind. We had some, after a party, we had some ribbons from some gifts that were strewn about the house. And Fluff really took to these. And at bedtime, she would grab about 3 ribbons in her mouth and she would drag them down the long hall, down the stairs, down the other long hall, and jump up on the bed and just be like, there you go. Let's get some sleep now. And we're like, thank you, Fluff. We couldn't possibly get any sleep without this pile of trash at our feet. Some nights, we would notice her little walnut brain realize she had forgotten what we called her night-night ribbons. And she'd be like, oh, hold on. She'd jump off the bed, run down the hall, down the stairs, down the hall, get the night-night ribbons, and drag, I'm telling you, we could hear them being hauled down the... Just, it was so cute, but also sad, because she really believed in her tiny little heart that we needed those. And she'd drag them down, again, the stairs, down the hall, jump up on the bed, just like, my apologies. Good night. There you go. There's the ribbons. Sweet dreams. Woo! One night, Stephanie was in the bathroom brushing her tooth, and I was, you should see her, but I was standing leaning against our bed, and Stephanie's brushing her tooth, and I, as I mentioned before, very clearly, that's what was happening. And I was dangling, Fluff was right here, I was dangling her night-night ribbons, just dangling them for her, and she was doing this. Just dangling the ribbons. It was like a religious experience. Again, having the time of our lives. And Stephanie comes out of the bathroom and turns and just casually says, careful of her neck. You don't want to hang her. Oh my gosh, 100%, you're correct. There's no part of me that wants to hang our precious kitten, Fluff. Anybody that walked into the room in their right mind would have been like, oh, I just walked in on a very precious moment. What a sweet, sweet moment I'm witnessing. Nobody would have thought, this is on the verge of a hanging. If Stephanie walked in and Fluff was hanging, I guarantee she wouldn't just be like, oh, yeah, of course, you hung the cat. She would have been like, what, you hung the cat? Walk me through how you hung the cat. All right, well, I was standing here. I was dangling the ribbons and just, again, having a great time. I was pulling the ribbon out of her way. She couldn't even grab it. You know, I was in full control. But then somehow the ribbon started to lower and it started to wrap around her neck. More and more, tighter and tighter. I could not turn the ship around. Fluff sees something out of the corner of our eye, darts in that direction. I yank her back. Boom, hung by night-night ribbons.
Watch Tig Notaro, Happy to Be Here, only on Netflix now.